This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go!
In 2024, the top 1% added more to their wealth than any other year in history. Their secret? They upgraded their wealth-building strategy, and it's called Buy, Borrow, Die 2.0. While the original strategy built billions in wealth, this new version is even more powerful. And in the next 8 minutes or so, I'll show you exactly how it works, why the rich are racing to use it right now, and how you can implement it yourself. But first, let me show you what happens if you don't. Meet Jordan and Janet, two real estate investors. Same starting point, very different endings. Jordan just sold his rental property for $500,000. After taxes, he pocketed $450,000. He thought he made the smart move. 1 year later, Jordan's bank balance is actually shrinking, while Janet's net worth has nearly doubled. Here's what happened. Because while Jordan's money sits in savings getting eaten by inflation, Janet did something completely different, and her net worth is about to explode. Here's how the original buy, borrow, die strategy works. Imagine you own this mountain of gold, and selling it would trigger massive taxes and shrink your treasure. So instead, you borrow against it. Use that borrowed cash to buy more assets, and then you keep your gold mountain intact. That's the basic idea. Here, real world example, hypothetical, of course. Let's take Trump Tower. It's not just a building, it's a wealth building machine. Over time, it increases in value. The tenants pay rent, the tax code offers write-offs through depreciation and it being a business, and those rent checks. They're paying down the mortgage on the property, building more equity year after year after year. That's step one, buy appreciating assets and hold on to them. Step two, borrow against those assets to buy more. You see, when Trump needs cash for his next project, instead of selling Trump Tower to get that cash and getting hit with a massive tax bill, he'll borrow against it. That borrowed money isn't taxed. Per the tax code, it's not income. So, no taxes. Meanwhile, Trump Tower keeps appreciating. The tenants keep paying, and he'll then use that borrowed cash to fund his next project, maybe another building, say in Palm Beach. And when he does, Trump's money is now working in two places at once. It's like his Manhattan property is doing push-ups while his Florida property is doing pull-ups. Step three, this is the real magic of the strategy, the ultimate tax hack. And this is where Barron comes in. You see, when these properties eventually pass to him, assuming that they do, something pretty amazing happens. All those years of appreciation, all those years of deferred tax, it all gets wiped out. It all vanishes. Thanks to what's called the step up in basis, Barron will inherit these properties at their current market value with zero tax liability. So let's say Trump paid $50 million for Trump Tower, and it's worth $500 million when he goes to heaven. Barron would receive that $450 million in appreciation as a tax-free inheritance. Buy, borrow, die isn't about just making money. It's about preserving wealth across generations. It's about legacy. The rich aren't selling their golden geese. They're borrowing against them and passing them on intact while they continue to lay golden eggs. That's how the traditional strategy works. But 2025 has changed everything. With higher interest rates, persistent inflation, and new financial tools, the wealthy have completely upgraded the strategy. So here are the four major upgrades that make version 2.0 so powerful. Number one, creative financing. The rich are avoiding traditional bank purchase loans as much as they can. They're using something better. Janet, remember her? Instead of selling her $500,000 property like Jordan, she kept her property, which only had a $50,000 remaining mortgage at 4%, and then opened up a HELOC for $200,000. Yeah, the HELOC is at 7%, so that's $14,004 in annual payments combined with her small remaining mortgage payment. But she used that money to buy a short-term rental that generates $37,800 in yearly cash flow. That's an extra $20,928 per year. Plus, she now has two properties appreciating, two properties building equity, and two properties giving her tax benefits. But that's just the beginning. Two, digital asset integration. You see, the wealthy aren't just borrowing against real estate anymore. They're using cryptocurrency and tokenized real estate. See, platforms like BlockFi and Nexo let you borrow against crypto without selling it, avoiding taxes completely. And let me show you how the wealthy are actually using this. Take Marcus, who holds $400,000 in Bitcoin. Instead of selling it and triggering a tax event, he borrowed $200,000 against it at 5.5% interest. He used that money to buy a small apartment building. Now as Bitcoin continues to grow, his apartment building generates cash flow, and he's paying back the loan with his tenant's rent. Or look at Sarah, who invested $50,000 in tokenized real estate last year. She owns small pieces of five different luxury properties. Last month, she borrowed $30,000 against these tokens at 6% to fund her e-commerce business. No bank applications, no tax implications, just instant access to capital while her investments keep growing. Number three, inflation protection. Here's where it gets really interesting. The rich aren't fighting inflation. They're using it as a weapon. You see, when you borrow $500,000 today, you're paying it back with cheaper dollars tomorrow. Meanwhile, your assets, they keep appreciating. It's like taking out a loan in gold and then paying it back in silver. Number four, private lending networks. Now, this is the game changer in 2025. Let me show you exactly how these networks operate. Instead of going to a bank, wealthy investors join private lending groups. Think of them like exclusive financial clubs. And here's a real example. Last month, one of my clients needed $400,000 for a commercial property. A traditional bank quoted him 7.8% with a 45-day closing timeline. Through his private lending network, he got a 4.9% interest rate, a 10-day closing, interest-only payments for the first year, and no personal guarantee required. How? Well, because these networks care more about the asset's value than your credit score. They can move faster than banks and are not bound by the same regulations. Even better, once you're in these networks, you can play both sides, borrower and lender. That's how the wealthy turn their capital into a constant money-making machine. So how do you find these networks? Well, you start by connecting with commercial mortgage brokers in your area. They're often the gatekeepers to these private lending circles. Or join your local real estate investment association, your REIA group, and look for members who regularly lend on deals. These experienced investors often have their own networks of private lenders or can introduce you to the right people. And there is a loophole the average Joe could exploit to create their own private lending network. If you have a 680 credit score or better, no bankruptcies in the last 7 years or current collections, a group of banks have gotten together and created a program granting up to $150,000 of 0% interest capital. You can get the details at loopholelending.com. Now, I've got some safety rules for you, and let me be really clear about these because this is where most people get this wrong. Rule number one. The 75% loan-to-value rule. So if your property is worth $500,000, never borrow more than $375,000 against it, period. Why? Because markets fluctuate. You need that equity buffer for protection. If you're new to real estate, I'd stay under 60%. That's $300,000 on a $500,000 property. Rule number two, the reserves rule. So for each property, maintain at least 6 months of mortgage payments, property taxes, insurance, and expected maintenance costs. On a typical $500,000 property, that's about $15,000 to $20,000 in reserves. And this is what keeps wealthy investors wealthy, even during market downturns. Rule number three, the cash flow rule. Every property must generate more than it costs after accounting for mortgage payments, property taxes, insurance, maintenance, management, and vacancy rates. The wealthy target at least $200 per unit per month in cash flow. Anything less isn't worth the risk. But here's why you need to act now. The window for implementing this strategy is closing. And here's why. Interest rates could go even higher. Tax laws are under threat, and inflation is eating away at your buying power every single day. Let's go back to Jordan and Janet and see what has actually happened over 365 days. Jordan sold his $500,000 property. He paid $50,000 in capital gains tax, lost $27,000 to inflation in the first year, and missed out on $45,000 in appreciation. Total opportunity cost, $122,000. Janet, she kept her property and borrowed against it. So her original mortgage, $50,000 at 4%. So she's got $239 a month in payments there. Then she took out the HELOC of $200,000 at 7%. So that's $1,167 a month in payments. So combined, that's $1,406. Now her new short-term rental income was $3,150 a month. So her net monthly cash flow is $1,744. That's almost $21,000 a year. Plus she's building equity in two properties, getting tax benefits from both, and protecting herself from inflation. That's a total wealth difference of over $142,928 in just the first year. The rich aren't smarter than you. They just know the rules of the game. And now you do too. Which path will you choose? And if you're ready to learn more wealth building strategies like this, hit that subscribe button and the notification bell. Do that right now, and I'll see you over there. Take care.
And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.